This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about a French woman who was part of the Christian resistance to the Nazis.
Though she lived just 100 meters from Gestapo headquarters, brave Frenchwoman Marie-Rose Genesta didn't let that stop her from helping her Jewish neighbors. Heartsick of watching the suffering from French Jews and witnessing Jewish children being ripped from their parents' arms, Marie-Rose helped in any way she could. She sheltered Jews in her home. She found them hiding places in local monasteries, and she made and distributed fake identity cards to Jewish refugees. Nazi-sympathizing authorities suspected Marie-Rose of helping the French resistance and arrested her. But she kept her cool during questioning, and the Gestapo released her when they had no evidence of wrongdoing. One local Jewish woman, Emily Brown, about to lose her hiding place, received from Marie-Rose forged papers and directions on how to flee. Emily found a new hiding place on a nearby farm, where she stayed until the end of the war. 4 decades later, in 1985, when she was named Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem, Marie-Rose Genesta traveled to Israel for the ceremony and there got reacquainted with Emily, the woman she had saved. When asked why she did what she did, the bicycle-riding righteous Gentile cited her Christian faith. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.